Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
We're talking about a bit of a scandal or a furor within the U.S. Special Operations community. This morning, Special Operations Chief Admiral Bill McRaven says that he will take any of his former or current troops to court if they expose sensitive information. Now, one of the reasons Admiral McRaven is probably making that statement is that a new book is set for release on September 11th that promises to give a blow-by-blow account of the raid that killed Osama bin Laden. The book's author is a SEAL Team 6 member who was on the mission. And his publisher says he was one of the first men through the door of bin Laden's hideout and that he was actually present during bin Laden's death. So this man, we'd assume, has a lot of information. The book is called No Easy Day, the firsthand account of the mission that killed Osama bin Laden. The author wrote it under a pseudonym to protect his identity. We're here now with Chuck Farrer. He's a former member of U.S. Navy SEAL Team 6 and the author of SEAL Target Geronimo, the inside story of the mission to kill Osama bin Laden. Good morning, Chuck.
Hi, Noelle. How are you doing?
Very well. Thanks for joining us. So just to clarify, the book we're talking about today is not your book, which was also about their mission. Someone else, another member of the team or a member of the team, has written a book, and it seems to be creating a huge furor in Washington. What's your reaction to all of this?
Well, there's several different sort of fuses that are connected to this, this impending explosion. One of them is that numerous stories have come from the administration regarding the raid. For example, there was a 45-minute firefight story. There was a ground-up assault story. There was the helicopter crashed going in story. In my own book, SEAL Target Geronimo, I found as I was wading through this as a historian and a journalist that different government agencies were feeding me, in fact, different bits of information.
Hmm.
What makes me, even though I am a former assault element commander from SEAL Team 6, what got me slightly out of the woods is that, my service was in the 80s and 90s. I was able to approach this raid as a historian and a journalist. But one more thing complicating the story. The White House, very soon after the raid, by the middle of June, had frozen out all other journalistic and historian inquiries into the events. They had hand-selected Mark Bull, screenwriter, and Catherine Bigelow, film director, to receive virtually 90% of the government's information and debriefing activities on the raid, so much so that there's a congressional investigation ongoing.
So a little bit of competition over access to the information. Chuck, listen, I remember the days when you would only see Navy SEALs in Hollywood movies, right? We never knew who these guys were. Lately, over the past couple of years, we see them more and more in the public sphere, writing books, writing memoirs. I thought there was a kind of code that you did the mission, you got out, and you never talked about it again. Why are things changing?
Well, there really is a code. I wrote my own biography of my life in SEAL Team 6. But I did so 10 years after I got off the team.
Hmm.
It is and remains a highly compartmentalized and secret outfit. Admiral McRaven is a friend of mine of long standing. We served together at SEAL Team 4, back in the ice ages. You do sign draconian security termination statements when you serve in the community. And you're under the obligation, especially to safeguard tactics, techniques, and procedures that the teams use, because the lives of our comrades depend on them.
Do you look at a book like this, you say yours was written a decade after you got out. Do you look at a book like this and think, this looks like an attempt to profit off of what was admittedly a very spectacular raid, but this looks like a guy who wants to sell a lot of books? I mean, it seems a bit craven, doesn't it?
Well, it might, but this is a really complicated sort of issue because you have, on one hand, almost unprecedented in the history of our republic, I think, an administration that's taking so much interest in just telling their own version of the story, and I might add several other versions of the story as well. I think that the republic has deserved to know what history was made there that night in Abbottabad. you know, the interesting thing will be, you know, what story does this book tell? Is it going to be the ground-up assault version? Is it going to be the helicopter-crashed version? Is it going to be the 45-minute firefight version?
Well, I guess we'll know on again, September 11th when it's published. Let's talk for a minute about the author. So he wrote the book under a pseudonym, but Fox News has released his name. We're not going to say it on air here, but it is public at this point. Do you think that that gentleman needs to be worried about his own safety, that there is the potential of people going after him?
Well, I think there always is that potential. I mean, I am an author and a semi-public man, but I live as much under the radar as I think is necessary. It's, you know, there is something that that fame and being a SEAL team operator, they don't go together. You know, those are two wires that you shouldn't try to cross in your life. You know, as to his motivation, as to why he wrote it, I can't comment, but I can say that the reason I wrote my book is because when I read the New Yorker piece that came out in August after the raid, written by Mr. Schmidl, mm-hmm. I was appalled. I was appalled. What was depicted in that story was a political hit. And I was certain, I knew that that's not the way the mission went down. So, you know, I gathered the best facts I could. I have a new edition of my book coming out. I came upon an independent Pakistani investigation of the raid, which confirms a number of things, including that the helicopter crashed departing, not arriving, and also that commandos were landed on the roof, so it was a top-down assault. But again, these things shouldn't have been so hard to claw out of the government. And there shouldn't have been so much disinformation.
Well, again, things that were once secret, not secret anymore. That was Chuck Farr. He's a former member of U.S. Navy SEAL Team 6 and the author of SEAL Team Geronimo, the inside story of the mission to kill Osama bin Laden. Chuck, thanks for being with us.